joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline. Here's Ray Ferraro. How you doing, Ray?
I'm good. How goes, boys?
Oh, we're doing pretty well. Yesterday, after we got you on, the Charlie Coyle deal went down. Coyle going from Minnesota to Boston. How do you feel about that for the Bruins?
Well, it certainly, of course, depends on which Charlie Coyle comes to play. I think he'll do well, though, in Boston. Get out of where you've got the same eyes scrutinizing you all the time. And in Minnesota, maybe, certainly a fresh start back to home. He gives them some versatility. I kind of have always liked them in the middle, and I think that's where they're going to start him. But they give up a prospect in Donato, which is fine. He wasn't playing for them, and the Bruins they're not necessarily in an all-win-now mode, but man, I think this certainly makes them a better team.
Yeah, well, like you pointed out, Donato isn't on the roster, so you're not taking anything away from the guys who are going on the ice every night, and that team is on another heater. I mean, it's deja vu again. They won in a shootout in Vegas last night. They've won 7 in a row. Remember, they did it last year, right? Like the calendar turned, and they just said, "We're not losing."
Well, they've got a couple of really, they've got some great pieces to be able to go on one of those runs, and now that their defense is healthy, that's certainly a big part of it. But how do you go on a run like this without David Pastrnak? They won 5 straight without him.
No kidding.
Is it 7 without Pastrnak, yeah, or 5 without?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's as soon as he was injured, 7 in a row.
Like crazy that they, you take that player out of the lineup and they don't skip a beat. And they're a good team. And what I would be concerned about if I were watching this from the Leafs perspective is that if they, they make the deal for Coyle, what happens if Boston goes into that, really deep prospect pool and pulls out a Panarin or a Stone? What if they're not done? What if they come up with one of those guys?
Well, we were talking, Ray, yesterday, like Toronto should be confident enough in their team that they just got to go and play better than the Boston Bruins if ultimately that's going to be the matchup. Don't worry about Charlie Coyle or if they add somebody else. Like a John Tavares has got to outplay Bergeron. Auston Matthews has got to go in there and get the puck from Zdeno Chara. They can't worry about this and say, oh, what are you going to do if Boston ultimately does this?
No, I think the biggest mistake a manager would make, and Craig could speak to this, is that if one team makes a move, now you're going to go and counteract the move and change what you are. This team is already built in Toronto. Like I hear people saying, oh, they got to add some size and strength. Well, you can add one big strong guy. Great. Does that change your team? No, not at all.
Right.
And so you've already cast the die on what this team is going to look like. So if they're going to add a player, like if they're going to add a defenseman, I want somebody that can move the puck better. Yeah, it'd be great if he's got some size. Like I wouldn't be, I would be nervous about adding a smaller guy because they're not a very big team, but it doesn't have to be a great big guy either. Like one great big guy doesn't make them all of a sudden a completely different team. It's the same team with a great big guy.
Yeah, I think you nailed it with the phrase, with the die is cast. And, all of a sudden try to switch up right away, it's hard to do. You said something that really caught my attention earlier. A new set of eyes. And from your experiences playing, Ray, you get the same eyes on you that are focusing in on the negatives. How important is it for a player when he goes to a new spot to have that fresh, the team wants you, and now it's a real opportunity for the proverbial clean slate?
Well, you feel different. I mean, first of all, you're excited because everything's new and you're nervous and excited and you don't know the drills at practice and you don't know the way to the rink and everything's new. It's fresh. And so then when you talk to the coach, he's excited. He's telling you about where you're going to fit and what he thinks you can do and how you can help their team. Because when you're back in the old place, you already know what they all think of you. They've told you 100 times. You know what your shortcomings are because they keep talking about it, or it's been in the papers a number of times that you can read about and go, oh, yeah, they don't like my consistency. And it's not that, oh, gee, you can't overcome that. But now you get new people looking at you that look at you from the positive side of the slate, and they've just made a trade for you. They're going to put you in a position to succeed, where that time is probably gone in the old place. Now they're just, look at Minnesota. They're moving pieces around. They're trying to find new lines and get these young guys in. But, oh, gee, we're not going to totally give up of the season. And you just get lost. Part of the problem with being a versatile player like Coyle is that you are versatile. They stick you on right wing, they stick you over on left wing, they put you in the middle. You're kind of like the guy without a home, and it gets hard to play like that. I think he lost his way a little bit there. Through really nobody's fault, but just time. Sometimes it's time for a change. I really think the new look, the new outlook, he's going home. I think it matters, and I don't think Minnesota got burned on this trade, but that'll all depend on how Ryan Donato is able to, you know, to get himself on track in his career, because he's just starting, and he's got a great shot. He's really quick. And we'll see if he can score, because they need him to be like a middle six forward. Mm-hmm. But Coyle's now playing with a really good team with high aspirations.
Well, sticking with this, the die has been cast theme that I don't think it's been brought up enough, and I understand why. We're in the moment. The trade deadline is in front of us, so it's like, okay, what are we going to do here? What are the Leafs doing? What are these teams around them doing? But in terms of just, you know, the 12 calendar months, based on Game 7 in Boston last April when the Bruins beat the Leafs to Game 1 in April, the biggest addition was on July 1st. It's not going to be Charlie Coyle or Jake Muzzin. Even if Boston goes out and acquires Mark Stone, he's not John Tavares.
Or Panarin.
Yeah, or Panarin. It doesn't matter. Like, Tavares is the guy, like, the Leafs made their move. But it just, because it was whatever it was, yep, 9 months ago or 7 or 8 months ago, we don't look at it that way.
Not even, no, of course not. And this, of course, is the last strike to be able to improve your team. This is it. And between now and Monday afternoon, it's whatever we got, that's what you got. Once that deadline rolls over, this is our team. And you're right, the acquisitions that have been made in July and August, it's like they don't even count anymore. But that is a difference. And it's a 33-goal difference right now for Tavares, right? Like, it's a big difference.
Big time. Yeah, big impact.
So we'll see. Like, it just because Boston's lost or Toronto's lost to Boston multiple times in the playoffs doesn't mean they're going to lose again, but they're going to have to be better in certain areas against the Bruins where they always seem to get run over, and that's not about being bigger or stronger. That's about not folding when it gets tight, not you know, not imploding when the game gets away from the game that you want to play. But they've got more experience. They should be better set up for this. And we'll see if this is the team that they go in with, or if they make an addition or two, or if there's anything between now and Monday afternoon.
How do you feel about Nylander playing center tonight?
I like it. I mean, I think he's most exciting at center. I love watching him fly around. Now, that's his position, right? I mean, it's not like it's unfamiliar to him. I'm really curious to what it can be. And now this gives you a look at another option. And who knows what's going to happen down, you know, who knows how long Nazem Kadri is going to be out. What happens if one of the guys gets hurt between now and the end of the year? Well, now you're going to get a little run-up for what your center depth is, or of what you might be able to do with Nylander in the middle. So, I thought he played really well in St. Louis once he went in there. And, of course, that was around the time the team woke up from that first period slumber. And I thought he had a lot to do with it.
I think players, and obviously you're a former player, Ray, when you walk to the rink, there's a different vibe in the air. Have you kind of sensed anything different, kind of season changing? You know the playoffs are around the corner, or is it that going to be in a couple weeks? A
couple weeks still for that. But what I see is everybody's asking, you know, hey, what have you heard? What do you know? So, like, it's that time where everybody's looking for the next piece of information. Everybody's nervous that they might be the information.
Yeah. I think, Ray, in a cold weather city, I think when you put that, like, kind of spring jacket on, you're like, it's coming up. Like, the playoffs are around the corner, and that's a great feeling.
Yeah, when you can throw that overcoat into the back corner of the closet, I think everybody feels a little better, not just for hockey. And then you get here, and you're like, okay, it's close.
Yeah.
It's time now.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're in Ottawa.
Or Kawhi.
Well, yeah, well, or you're Kawhi Leonard.
So. I'm in Ottawa tomorrow, and Columbus is there. And so, who knows who's playing tomorrow there? Like, that,
Who knows who's playing tonight? They're in Jersey tonight. It sounds like Stone, DeZingle, and Duchesne will all not play.
Noodles is in net.
No, he still has to serve his suspension.
Oh, you're right.
So. He can't play yet.
Yeah, he's got four more to go. They should put him on the roster just so he can start knocking these things off.
Right. Well, they could have put him really in Chicago the other night. He couldn't have been any worse than the guys they put in there.
By the way, was that a piece of 1984 right there?
Oh, boy. Wasn't it, Ray?
5-4 in the first.
Yeah, I was kind of tired. And I looked at the score. I'm like, okay, it's the third. It's going to be over soon. I saw first period. I literally went, no effing way. No way.
Well, both goalies didn't get past the 11-minute mark of the first period. Both goalies were out.
And the other two were brutal as well when they came in.
Well, they might have left all four of them in there at the same time, and it might not have mattered.
No kidding.
But it's funny, isn't it? Like, Ottawa's got this whole thing gummed up right now with the three players, and once they make their first move, whatever it is, whenever it is, then I guess that's when the logjam breaks, and I hope it's not till Sunday afternoon.
It's a good point. Like, these guys are basically Manny Machado and Bryce Harper in a hockey form, you know, because the other teams are like, all right, can we get going here? Like, trade these guys, the number one center available in Duchesne, arguably the number one winger in Stone. It's either him or Panarin. And DeZingle's a sneaky guy, too. He's had a great year, can play. You know, he's a little bit further down the list, but there's only so many teams that are willing to acquire these guys.
Well, and then the other thing that happens, of course, is, you know, now you're sitting around waiting and Pierre Dorion's trying to, you know, make as many calls as he can in Ottawa to try and find the best return for each of these guys. And then somebody says, the hell with it. I can't get left with nothing here. How about Eric Staal? And they call somewhere else and they make a deal and now you're still stuck. So there is, man, this is the pressure time now. It's you wait and don't wait too long or else you're stuck with all your cards and then you've hurt yourself. And it's been a tough go here. They're trying to sign Stone still. They tried to sign DeZingle. It's been pretty clear Duchesne wasn't going to sign. And so now that, you know, now it's crunch time, they've got to make a decision. And really, they don't have that much time to do it.
Well, it's a good point you bring up. Like Ottawa, at least they have the luxury of knowing that they're brutal and they're not in a playoff position. Like, you, of course, if you don't sign them, you trade them. Minnesota was not, they didn't have that luxury. Now, they still made the choice to trade Coyle. It sounds like they're just
still in a playoff spot when they did that.
And they're right there. But, you know, a couple of those teams, like, that's got to be a tough spot. You know, if you're the GM in Colorado, Chicago, Vancouver, you're like, do we stick around and go for it or
mediocrity
unload?
Is the worst place in pro sports. It's like,
you're right, Jeff.
Do I want to make trades to add and then what? Just make the playoffs and then just get crushed in the first round?
Yeah.
What do you want to do that
float
for?
Float it past the owner, though. That's the problem.
Yeah, the owner might say, yeah, but those are a couple of home games.
Right.
And the other thing is, in all those teams you mentioned, though, is most of them can be pretty comforted by nobody else is winning anyway.
It's so true. Somebody might back into the playoffs.
79 points and you're in the playoffs. Yeah, but we'll see.
Ray, do you think Eric Staal will be on the move?
I do. And the reason I do is it just seems like with the move made yesterday that it's more like, you know, the look of or the evaluation for Paul Fenton, the evaluation time is that, okay, it's time to look to change what we have here. And he's unrestricted at the end of the year. He had a big year last year and is, you know, has had some struggles this year. He's not getting any younger. And I don't know. I think I would lean to yes, like 70-30. Yes, Staal goes.
Why not? If you're in for a penny, you might as well be in for a pound. Just unload everything.
What's your feeling?
It's not even just unloading everything. It's like it's time there, isn't it?
Like, I agree.
You know, they got to a certain level and they bumped their head up on the ceiling and that's as far as they can go. And so now it's time to try something else.
I agree with you, Ray. I mean, you can make the playoffs for the seventh straight year and put up a pennant that says seven consecutive years in the playoffs. It means nothing.
Yeah. You know what was wild was being in Vegas and they actually have a banner. Like, they have a banner. Because they went to a cup final.
Western Conference champions.
Yeah, like, that's a legitimate banner. You should have that banner.
Is.
But, I thought you were saying they shouldn't have it up.
No, they should. No, absolutely they should. But that's my point. The building's
one year old.
They got a banner. It's a real banner. It should be. It's not a Bon Jovi banner like the ACC had for a couple of years.
Western Conference finalist?
Western Conference champions. He went to a cup final.
Oh, you're talking about Vegas. I thought you were talking about Minnesota.
No, Golden Knights, I'm saying. Yeah. I'm just saying, because we were down there last week.
Sure, they were the Western Conference.
Yeah,
sure.
I'm like, they have a legitimate banner in this building.
1 year, one banner.
It's like incredible.
Yeah, we had one of those in Atlanta. It said inaugural season.
Exactly. The Leafs got to put something up at some point. Hey, we made the playoffs again. 3 years in a row, a banner. If they lose to Boston, you got to brighten the spirits of people in Toronto. Why not?
I like your wording there. We made the playoffs again. That's what should be on the banner.
Yeah. Well, when you miss for 10 straight, it means something. It's a meaningful moment.
Back to back.
Back to back to back. All right, buddy. Enjoy it tonight. We'll catch you at TSN 4.
Okay. Talk to you tomorrow, guys.
There's Ray Ferraro, TSN hockey analyst, joining us here in the Maple Toyota Hotline.